HarperCollins presents The Secret Santa Project by Tracy Bloom. Read by Zara Ram. Chapter 1. 1st of December. Diane knew she should feel lucky to live and work in London, especially during the festive season, with its sparkling lights, magical displays and historic monuments lit up like Christmas trees. But Diane didn't feel lucky, especially not today, on the first day of December, as she headed into work across Westminster Bridge, the wind biting her frozen cheeks, red double-decker buses splashing the previous night's rain over her ankles, and a million stressful thoughts in her head as to how the hell she was going to pull off Christmas this year. There was just so much to do between now and the big day. Shopping lists, food lists, card lists, visits lists, 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 bloody lists. When had Christmas become just one massive list of stuff to do on top of all the other massive lists of stuff to do? As she pushed open the century-old oak doors to the Bermondsey Council building and walked past the pathetically decorated tree in the foyer, she made a mental note to add to a list somewhere to book her supermarket Christmas food delivery slot and to make sure her husband could pick up their daughter from university. But first and foremost, coffee, essential to get through any day working in the accounts department at Bermondsey Council. She strode down the corridor to the alcove containing the recently installed coffee machine, scrabbled around in her pocket for her coffee card, and slotted it into the hole. Then Diane kicked the coffee machine very hard. For crying out loud! What does a woman have to do to get a crappy coffee out of this crappy machine, for goodness sake? Are you sure you have enough credits on your card? Came a voice from behind her. She turned round and saw Kevin from HR, smiling with his head on one side, talking to her as though she was an elderly relative, despite the fact she was only just old enough to be his mother. Possibly. Why can't we just have a kettle like we used to? She asked him. Something to do with taxable benefits, he said, and facilities management didn't have a code for maintenance, and the cleaners came to us up in arms because they were sick of washing up dirty coffee mugs, despite the fact they'd put 25 signs up in the kitchen telling everyone they would be murdered if they didn't wash their own. But the straw that really broke the camel's back was when Tim from downstairs punched Matt from security because he caught him nicking some of his milk out of the shared fridge. At the resulting tribunal, Tim said bringing his own milk into the office was causing him significant anxiety through fear of other people taking it, which had led to his aggressive behaviour. He's currently off sick with stress. Diane snorted. She didn't have time for this. So, because of all that pathetic behaviour, the kettle has been taken away and now we have rubbish coffee that costs a fortune with crappy dried milk in plastic cups. She looked at Kevin. I'm going to buy a kettle and put one in my office. No, no, can't do that, said Kevin, shaking his head. Why not? Only insured for kitchen equipment in the kitchen. I'll bring my own kettle in then and put it in the kitchen. No, can't do that, I'm afraid. The recommendation from the tribunal with Tim was that kettles should no longer be allowed in the building. Bloody hell, exclaimed Diane. How am I supposed to work without coffee? Why don't you have one of my credits and you can give me one back another time? He took her defective card out of the machine and replaced it with his own. How do you want it? From a kettle? Kevin did not reply. Black, no sugar, she said eventually. Thank you. He handed over the coffee. So I'll be up with Jolene at about 9:30 after I've done the basic induction. Diane stared back at him. Jolene, she said, shaking her head. Your new graduate trainee starts today. I did email you. Diane continued to stare blankly. She took her phone out of her suit pocket and did a quick search. Kevin did the same. They stood opposite each other, frantically tapping at their phones. You did, breathed Diane. In October, muttered Kevin. And last week. Diane shook her head. Bollocks, she muttered under her breath. Why did you give it a subject title of Graduate Training Scheme? I just thought it was one of those hideous covering-your-ass type emails that had nothing useful in it. She looked up at Kevin, who was smiling in a weird way at her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?